Moving on, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. After less than 2 years in office, American Philatelic Society President Mick Zace has resigned to become U.S. Deputy Secretary of Education. The White House ethics rules required him to quit as head of the largest stamp collecting organization.
So that there's not only no conflict of interest, but the avoidance of any appearance of conflict of interest.
We talked to him in February before his confirmation. The former South Carolina Superintendent of Education is disappointed at the harsh atmosphere in Washington now.
I don't see that education is a partisan issue. I think everybody should be interested in what's in the best interest of public school students.
Zace sees a connection between stamp collecting and education.
Stamp collecting is clearly the most educational hobby that one can have.
In fact, it helped during his freshman year at West Point.
World geography was a mandatory course for all students, and I went to my professor and I said, "Sir, I don't think I need this course."
The future Brigadier General had been a worldwide stamp collector in high school.
Condescendingly, he said, "Mr. Zace, if you can take and pass our final exam, you'll be excused from world geography." Well, of course, I did pass it, and I got out of that course.
Zace says he leaves behind goals not yet accomplished.
We need to update our website, enhance our technology. That's the way we're going to reach the younger collector.
He says the hobby is changing and has always been changing. The internet is increasingly important.
There are thousands and thousands of collectors out there who are not involved in organized philately. And we have to have a robust online presence to reach them.
Mick Zace admits he did think about turning down the Trump administration offer and staying on as APS president.
The thought crossed my mind, but there's an adage that when a door opens, you should walk through it. And this was an opportunity to do something I'm passionate about.
The new Deputy Secretary of Education says he'll still be a member of the APS and other stamp collecting organizations, and chances are good he'll still attend stamp shows. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.